If you feel cut off from the rest of the human race, then believe it or not, you're not alone. It can feel overwhelming, but making a deep connection with other people is possible, even in the times that we're living in. Hello, my friend. Welcome to Mindfulness for Beginners. I hope you're happy. I hope you're peaceful. One of the grim features of modern life is loneliness. Thich Nhat Hanh calls it the suffering of our time, that we can be in a crowd of people but still feel alone, all of us lonely together. And that feeling is something that we're afraid of. The fear of loneliness can be worse than the feeling itself, resulting in us trying to distract ourselves with other things. So when we're feeling blue, we can turn on the TV, get a snack or a drink, maybe go on YouTube, and that consumption will make us feel a little bit better for a moment, but it only makes the problem worse in the long term, as it's taking us away from other people even more. Even social media is something for us to consume rather than offering a real human connection. So to begin to tend to our loneliness, we can focus our awareness on how we're feeling. So we don't have to be afraid of loneliness. It's a normal part of the human experience. We've evolved as a social animal. So when we're spending a lot of time alone or we're not making real connection with other people, it's something that motivates us to come together. So we can shine the light of our awareness on the feeling, listen to it. And as crazy as it sounds, loneliness is your friend and is just looking out for you. It's also worth being aware of how we feel about making new human connections. Everyone, including me, has anxiety around meeting new people, which can get in the way. And we wonder what people think of us. We worry that we're being judged. We build it up in our heads until the point where we think it's better not to try. But we can get around this block by, again, accepting that we're feeling anxious about meeting people, listening to our fear, and actually asking ourselves whether it's true. So, for example, will people really judge us, or will they just accept us at face value? Now, once you're ready, you can call up an old friend that you haven't spoken to in a while. They'd probably be really glad to hear from you. You can also meet new people in a local group, like a music group, a book group, or a meditation group. The Plum Village website has details for your local Sangha, where you can meet lots and lots of lovely people who like mindfulness just like you. And when you join, don't put pressure on yourself to be hugely social and to talk to loads of people. The first step of building up relationships is just being there, just getting that face time. And relationships build organically with time. We can tend to our anxiety around this by practicing compassion as we're meeting people. And I find by saying to myself, may be happy, may be peaceful, may be healthy and live a long life internally as I'm meeting new people, that really helps. Helps me to relax myself. And practicing compassion is the most important way to tend to our loneliness. When we accept our difficult feelings and work on our peace, we really start to see the everyday suffering of other people. And when we see that, we feel compelled to act and to help that person, even if the help is just listening deeply without judgment. Because when you really listen and allow someone to empty their heart, that's when you can really make a human connection. So the real cure for loneliness is to accept it without judgment, without fighting it or running away, and using it to motivate yourself to make connections with other people built on compassion without expectation. And of course, you can always email me. The address is in the description. I'd be real glad to hear from you. So we're going to work on our compassion right now with a guided meditation. I'm going to start with three sounds of the bell, and I'll do the usual settling in introduction. So firstly, focusing on your posture. And I would invite you to imagine that you have a thread attached to the crown of your head. And it's gently pulling you upwards into an upright position. Your spine like a stack of coins. Your heart raised upwards and outwards. Your hands comfortably in your lap. Next, focusing that spotlight of awareness on your body. Noticing if you feel warm or cold. Noticing if you feel tense or relaxed. Becoming aware of the sensation of the clothes against your skin. And noticing the feeling of your body touching the chair and the floor. Moving your awareness to your thoughts and feelings. And as we go through the guided meditation, noticing each thought as it arises. And that might be an anxious thought about tomorrow. It could be a happy thought about today. It might be a sad thought about yesterday. Just sitting with each thought for a moment. Listening to it without agreeing or disagreeing. Allowing it to leave. And gently and without judgment, bringing your attention back to your breath. And finally, focusing your awareness on your breath. Noticing that column of air between your nose and your diaphragm. Noticing how the air feels cooler on the way in. Warmer on the way out. Firstly, thinking of someone we love. May be happy. May be peaceful. May be healthy. And live a long life. I'm thinking of someone who we don't have any particular strong feelings about. Maybe happy. Maybe peaceful. Maybe healthy and live a long life. And now thinking of someone who we have difficult feelings towards. Maybe happy. Maybe peaceful. Maybe healthy. And live a long life. now thinking of ourselves. May I be happy. May I be peaceful. May I be healthy and live a long life. And now thinking of all of the people that you're going to meet in the future. May you be happy. May you be peaceful. May you be healthy. And live a long life. opening your eyes, taking a moment to stretch your back or your legs if you need to. Noticing any changes in your mind or in your body. And if you feel a sense of calm or peace, I would invite you to carry that through the rest of your day. Just a quick announcement before we finish. It's a last chance to book a place on the Be Calm, Be Happy mindfulness course that I'm running next Saturday. So it's a great way to develop your practice and to learn about how you can integrate mindfulness into your everyday life in order to be calmer and be happier. It does exactly what it says in the tin, and it's a great course that's been developed by Thich Nhat Hanh's organization. So I look forward to seeing you there. May you be happy, may you be peaceful, may you be healthy, and live a long life.